We begin the hour away from Central Asia and onto the wider Muslim world, where a new survey finds a shift in public attitudes towards radical Islamist groups. In a moment, a story about the challenges facing Palestinian security forces, but first to that poll. For 8 years now, the Pew Global Attitudes Project has polled citizens of predominantly Muslim countries, asking about America, terrorism, and internal politics. Richard Weick is the associate director of the project, and he says the latest numbers seem to confirm a trend he's been tracking for the past few years.
Notably, there's limited support among the predominantly Muslim countries that we surveyed for both Hamas and Hezbollah. And I think that fits into a broader pattern that we've seen both this year and in previous years. We've seen limited and declining support for extremism among the Muslim publics that we've surveyed. And you see that in lots of different ways. You see it in terms of support for Osama bin Laden declining. You see it in terms of support for suicide bombing declining in most of these countries.
Let's break down some of those numbers, Richard. I was struck, for example, by your findings that showed groups, radical Islamist groups like Hamas and Hezbollah, Hamas in Palestine, Hezbollah in Lebanon, they tend to be far more popular with outsiders than with their own people. In other words, in Gaza, fewer people support Hamas than people in Jordan or in Egypt.
That's right. In Gaza, there's less support for Hamas than there is in the West Bank as well.
And it's which true. Is where Hamas does not govern.
That's exactly right. Yeah, they control Gaza, but not the West Bank. You also see in terms of Hezbollah, you know, views are very, very polarized in Lebanon. Now, the Shia community almost unanimously has favorable views towards Hezbollah. And the Sunni Muslims in Lebanon and the Christian population of Lebanon has almost universally negative views towards Hezbollah. So on that question, lots of others, you see some big, big differences among the various sectarian groups.
And we should note the survey is not, of course, just of the Arab Middle East. This includes countries like Turkey, Indonesia, and Nigeria, which has a significant Muslim population.
That's right. And I think that's one of the interesting things about this survey. You know, we use at times the term Muslim world to sort of broadly describe Muslim public opinion. But and if you look at our survey, certainly you see that there are big, big differences among these Muslim populations that we surveyed across a number of issues. And sometimes big differences even within the Muslim community in a given country like Lebanon.
Well, what's an example?
Well, look at how these various publics view the United States, for example. If you look at Indonesia, you know, it's a place where the United States is viewed very favorably right now. A lot of that's tied to how they feel about President Obama.
Who, of course, lived there as a child.
Exactly. Lived there for several years as a child. But if you look at places like the Palestinian territories, Pakistan, Turkey, in those countries, views towards the United States are quite negative and really haven't changed much, even with the new administration in place.
Your researchers did most of their polling before President Obama gave his speech in Cairo last year, his speech to the Muslim world. Do you suspect that next time around, next time you do this poll, the numbers will change, will have changed?
Well, I don't know. That's part of what we'll want to look at. We'll want to look and see if we see changes this year in terms of how Muslim publics feel about the U.S.
Richard Weick, I'm wondering how accurate can your polling be when you're doing this research in countries where many people are worried about things like the secret police and retribution for giving answers that might be unfavorable to the government? I mean, how can you really know that these numbers you're finding are accurate?
We've found that, in general, people are willing to give us their opinion on a variety of different issues. And I think there are a number of things you can do to sort of ensure that you're getting good quality data. One is look at what you get and compare it with other organizations doing similar kind of work. And then another thing, of course, is to work with people on the ground in all these countries who really know the societies, who know the politics, speak the right languages, know how to talk with people and make them feel comfortable answering questions.
Richard Weick is the Associate Director of the Pew Global Attitudes Research Project. Richard Weick, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.